Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show, or the Business Bunker Extra Show, even, here on channelradio.co.uk/2, in association with bizradio.co.uk. For the astute amongst you, you may have noticed that I'm not Amanda.
I was a bit confused when I walked in this morning, but it's fine. Yeah,
and the blonde wig didn't help at all.
No, it more horrified me. But, you know, we're moving on.
Absolutely, yeah. Sadly, Amanda can't be with us. Lucy's a bit under the weather, so we wish Lucy a speedy recovery, and we hope she's well soon. But I am ably abetted by my co-host, Mr. Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Ben?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Cool.
It's been really good at the moment, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's always nice to say, because it's been a tough few months business-wise, but we're kind of coming back from it and growing.
So. I'm really pleased to hear that, because my business has been blooming awful.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple
dreadful.
Of months, right?
It's
yeah.
been dreadful. So what have you been up to then?
Well, I can't say anything yet, but I'm in...
all secrets.
Yeah, secrets. I'm literally not allowed to say anything, but we've been working with a new client.
We'll torture him later, yeah. Lisa.
We've been working with a new company that could potentially massively help us as a business.
Fabulous.
Like a global company right. that we automatically grow quite well, very quickly, actually.
It's one of my rants these days is about collaboration. Yeah, it's one of those things that I think is a 21st century move away from the old way of doing things. And I think collaboration, associations and all those kind of things are the way we're moving and the way to move forward, especially for smaller businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. I think like from my perspective, the only reason I got this was because I positioned myself without burning bridges. Because I had the opportunity to burn bridges and I didn't, and I behaved appropriately for a change.
Yeah.
And actually it's come back, you know, a while later and, you know, we've been able to have those conversations again.
I think that's a really important point to make as well, Ben. You know, it's very easy, especially in the world of social media at the moment, for people to lose their rag and to go mental at something. And you, as you say, you've then burnt your bridges. There's no way back from it.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation last night. I gave a keynote at a networking event last night. And after I'd done the talk, I was talking about the future and trends and stuff like that. And one of the things we were talking about, because there were a lot of tradespeople there, were things like Trustpilot and all the rest of it, where you get customer reviews. With all the will in the world, there are people out there that are always going to have the ump about something. Yeah,
yes.
they just are. Yeah, you can't get 100% satisfaction with anything. You can't. Somebody's always going to have the hump about something.
Yep, absolutely.
And the thing is, not to worry about them having the hump on something like that. It's how you handle it that's a crucial thing. And so many people dive in there and go, no, you're an idiot. You did this, you did that, you did that. And I said, do you know what? There's a really simple way to handle this, which is to just go on and say, I'm really sorry that this didn't work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's as simple as that. Yeah. And then walk away from it, yeah? Yeah. Because you're right. You're absolutely right, Ben. Don't ever burn your bridges because you never know what will come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There used to be a saying in my early days in corporate life, you know, be careful who you offend on your way up because you'll probably meet them on the way back down again.
Yeah, I think that still stands.
Absolutely. Well, I once got interviewed for a job at a very well-known bank. And the guy that interviewed me was a real pain in the bottom, yeah. And he was a real, you know, big head. And he accused me of not knowing what I was talking about. I'll tell you what it was, actually. I had just built a network that included a satellite link, okay? And the satellite link, I can even tell you what transponder it was on, yeah? And this guy swore blind that there was no way that I could have had a satellite link there. Okay. I can take it. I can show you, yeah? It's on Intelsat 3. It's a Western Union satellite. It's transponder number 462. I can tell you where it is. And he wouldn't have it. 2 years later, he turned up at the bank I was then working for a job with me. It was the best interview I've ever done. I did give him some grief. Anyway, so... I'm glad to hear that things are going well for you.
Thank you.
We've got a fabulous guest for you today. We're joined in the studio by Lisa Settle, the absolutely stonkingly lovely, gorgeous Lisa Settle.
I like that. I'll come again.
Yeah.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lisa never fails to inspire me with the things that she does, not just her business and her business acumen, but all the things that she does, helping other people and stuff like that. And she is the founder and the main protagonist behind a thing called the Business Diaries. And a Business Diaries is a networking event with a big difference, and it is probably I go to hundreds, literally hundreds. Sometimes I have three breakfasts a day, which is responsible for my self-like body shape at the moment, and I go to literally hundreds of networking meetings. But without blowing smoke, the Business Diaries is by way far and away my favourite.
And isn't that strange, because it didn't set out to be a networking event?
No, and it's not really a networking
event, but you can't help
but network there. But what an event it is. And we're going to be talking to Lisa about that and other stuff and all the other things that she's involved in as the show unfolds. We'd like to hear from you, though, everybody out there. People have been tweeting in, and they've been tweeting Amanda, which isn't much use because she's not here. So do tweet us with the hashtag BeBunker, and tweet us to Bunker Extra or to the Ben Abbott or to me, Vanilla Web, and we'll read out your tweets. We have had a few tweets. I don't know if you've got anything to read there, Ben.
Yeah, we've got a couple of things to start with. So hi, Bunker Extra. Could we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? Our new event space for classes, seminars, networking, and large group meetings opens soon at and that's at Fruitworks. So if you want to get involved in that, email hello@fruitworks.co for details. And we've also had a tweet from Athelbrey Limited. If I can find it again, this is where I get lost. There we go. Morning all, and we'll have to listen again. It's out today, but looking forward to hearing out all about the Business Diaries. Details for a couple of weeks' time. Can you remind any charities that they automatically get a discount on any staff training with us, and have fun?
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from...
I've got one from, it's probably the one you were going to read, Diamond Circle Weddings.
Oh, no, you can read that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one, that is.
Okay, yeah. So, morning Bunker Extra, Amanda Flanders. Hope you and the Ben Abbott and Lisa Settle are all well and have a great show. Vanilla Webb did an amazing job on Wednesday as the host with the most at the awards, Kent Ashford Business Awards. And we'll see you on the 5th of December at the... what's it called?
Mindset
Matters. Business Diaries, isn't it?
Business Diaries.
Yeah. Thank you to Paul and Polly. Diamond Circle Weddings provided the I don't know what you call it, what the technical term is, the setup for the room. They did all the table decorations and the chairs and stuff. Yeah. It was fabulous. They did an absolutely fabulous job. And they were well-deserved finalists in the Startup Business of the Year awards, which is...
not bad.
Absolutely brilliant, because they've literally only just started. So big up to them as well. So this is a mutual appreciation society. I had a load of fun at the Ashford Business Awards. As they said, I was the MC at that event. There must have been about 120 people there, I would have thought.
Nice.
And loads of winners, different winners. It's the third year. There were some businesses that were back again, but there was a whole range of different businesses winning awards and stuff
like
that.
It's nice to see, isn't it?
Yeah, and really nice to see growing businesses doing all kinds of fantastic things. You know, some of the things that people do that you don't know about. And you think, that happens in Ashford? Really? Does that really? You know, great stuff. So, and we had some words from the lovely Lady Mayoress at the end. So it was a lovely evening. It's really good. Cool. I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, were you going to do that one? Do you want to do it? No, you do it, Lisa. Go on, take over the show.
I'm just reading my time.
Yeah. No, you read them.
No, that's from Tracy, who's a fantastic supporter, saying, have a great Big Bunker Extra show today, everyone. I'll listen to the replay over the next couple of days. She is so fantastic. She's such a supporter. She always listens back, doesn't she?
She does. She regularly listens, and she comments, and she very apposite comments, and I always look forward to hearing her thoughts and views on the guests that we interview, because she's always very astute about the kind of things that people are saying, and that's really good, you know. And that's the whole point of these shows, the Bunker and the Bunker Extra show. It's about building awareness of what's going on, particularly in Kent, but in the southeast of England and sometimes further afield. And you know, it's about sharing information. It's about telling each other stuff that we need to know. You know, there's just so many things nowadays that you need to keep on top of that it's pretty difficult. One of my big things that I'm really keen on Some time ago, I spent a day with the Minister for Small Business and some management consultants looking at productivity amongst smaller businesses, which is quite low for some bizarre reason. We were trying to understand why productivity is low. One of my things is it could be because every time you open a website, you have to blooming click on it to go, yeah, I accept the cookies again for the fourth time today. Yeah, which is driving me bonkers. But one of the things we looked at was the output of some Federation of Small Business research that said, and I found this unbelievable, but I've looked at research over and over again. They claim that 76% of small businesses have no digital presence.
Really?
76%. What I think they mean is they don't have a business digital presence, because almost everybody has a Facebook page or an Instagram page. Okay. And I think what a lot of them do is they mix the two up. I mean, I know I do with some things. You know, my Facebook page is a mixture of personal stuff and business stuff. I do have a business page as well, but, I tend to mix it up. And I think what they were saying is they don't have a website, they don't have a digital presence specifically for their business. But for us, the big productivity...
So 76% of small businesses don't have a website?
No, that's true.
That's mad.
Yeah.
It doesn't
it's crazy.
Surprise me.
That's yeah.
Very... I mean, I understand why some people could quite happily operate with a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Maybe, depending on the industry they're in.
Yeah.
But 76% is really high.
Well, I want your views on this, because this is an interesting thing, isn't it? Because do you actually need a website? And to answer my own question, yes, you do. But don't actually, if you see what I mean. What I'm saying is here that quite often... For most people, the website is fairly static. It's just a one-page brochure that says we're flower arrangers or we're an electrician and this is our contact number. Yeah.
I think it depends on what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I traded for 11 months without a website and, it came up a couple of times, but it was in development. It wasn't a case that we were never going to have a website. It was just it took that long for the builders to finish it, because it was about 6-7 months.
It does take a while to get it right.
Yeah, for me, I think the thing is that you can get caught out if you don't have a website, because if someone's checking on you and they can't find any presence
Absolutely.
For you, they go, well, I don't trust, you're not real. Yeah.
Well, that's why we're going for
it. You've got to have that presence, haven't you, if you're
Absolutely.
Seriously in business. And, but if you're doing something like Business Bunker, like the radio show or maybe even Business Diaries, it's just something there to promote who's on the next show.
Yes, and you can do that quite well with a Facebook page.
Absolutely, Twitter, that's fine. Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that, but I think sometimes it can be, it can be detrimental, because people go, if you've got no presence, if they can't find you, if they Google you and they can't find you, you're not on LinkedIn, you're not on Facebook as a business, I guess that's the drawback.
Well, that's why I'm going for a rebranding right now, because we got screwed with another company called Maximum Media. They're a big company in Ireland, but they were purely an Irish company. So we were ranking originally on first page of Google.
Yeah.
But then they got over 100 million investments come over to the UK. And I was like, okay, so we're probably going to have to do something different now, because I can't compete with that level of money.
It's a problem, isn't it? It's funny. It's like my Twitter handle, Vanilla Web. I have no idea why it's called Vanilla Web. I think I was going to do something and I registered Vanilla Internet or something.
Yeah.
And at the time I started my Twitter account and I couldn't be bothered to change it. About a year ago, I got an email from some people in France and they went, could you please change your Twitter handle? Yeah, because we're Vanilla Web Media or something, and it's confusing. So I look at them, they've got 3 followers.
Yeah.
And I go, I've got 20,000 followers. I've been here 9 years. You change your name. No, we don't want to do that. Off you go then. But it's a problem though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're starting a company these days and you're thinking of a company name, one, you've got to think globally, because you never know who's lurking out there. And then you've got to get all the URLs and all the Facebook pages and Twitter handles and Instagram handles that all seamlessly fit. It's a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, to be completely honest. But for us, it's my second business birthday, January 2nd, I think it is. So we're going to go, thank you. So we're going to go for a full rebrand and just kind of make it a little bit more less corporate. Which, because I when I started, I made it way over corporate and everything that I did. and my branding doesn't kind of match the personality that the business truly has. Mm. So I'm literally overhauling everything right now, which is why I've been so busy behind the scenes and not really out and about much, because it's I'm doing most stuff, of it myself. It, really? Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah. And just trying to make the process out of the person. Mm. Because that, like, it's if a business comes to work with us, they work with me. Mm. And it's trying to transfer how I work to actually the process that I follow. So, you know, when we're able to hire staff, that they come in and they follow the process rather than anything. And it becomes, that's when it turns into a business rather than just me doing stuff for money, which
cool.
sounded a lot worse than I meant.
So you're 2 years, are you?
2 years nearly, yeah. We're still here. That was surprising. Yeah.
Shall I trump you?
Go for it.
Next Thursday, the 28th of November. On the 28th of November, 1999, 20 years ago, we launched Jobs in Kent. The first Jobs in Kent website went up.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 years this year. Amazing. It's gone quickly.
2023.
Yeah.
January, I think.
Yeah. Well, for us, it's a bit bizarre.
2025.
For us, it's a bit bizarre because for a long, long time, we used to go, we're groundbreaking, new media, da, da, da. We're 20 years old. Yeah, we're out of date. We're, behind the curve or something.
I was in primary school.
Don't start.
I was worrying about what was in my book bag rather than what was coming in at the end of the month at that stage. But it's fascinating, actually, because I knew about Telcare before I ever met Lisa.
Right. Did you?
Yeah, because we have a mutual connection in a lady named Jean Crew.
Oh, yes.
Who runs JAC Training.
Yeah.
And I met her through working with Dale Carnegie, and we've got a great friendship. Yes. And obviously, I noticed that you guys had worked together previously. And,
yes.
And it was fascinating to kind of see the connection there before me and you had ever actually met face to face.
Oh, I didn't know that. You never told me that before.
It shows you, doesn't it, the power of networking. Was it 6 degrees of connectedness or whatever it is?
Yeah, you're always 6 degrees.
We were talking about that last night. It is a thing. It really is a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Flint M-E-T, and they're Flint Insurance. Hi, Amanda. Can we have a shout out, please? It's been a very fast and busy one, but all is good, and we will be even better when the first glass of Merlot reaches my lips this evening. And there you go. So someone's heading towards the weekend in a chilled and kickback way.
It's always a good place to start.
It is, yeah. I want to tell you about something that's happening fairly soon. In fact, on the 27th of November, which is next week, the Cyberfort Group will be at the Bunker. That's not the Business Bunker, because they were on last week, but they will be the actual Bunker in Sandwich, yeah? And for those of you that don't know it, the Bunker is, in fact, a nuclear bunker in Sandwich, just outside Sandwich in Kent here. And these days, it's a data centre, or it's a server farm, yeah? And it is probably the most secure server farm you could ever get to.
They're our customers.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Well, my servers are in there as well.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And only the telephones, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But my servers are in the bunker. It's harder to get in there than Fort Knox, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. But you're going to have a chance to see it if you want, because Cyberfort Group are discussing the true cost of cybercrime, threats to businesses face, social engineering, and providing practical hints and tips to help you secure your business. And it's an event that they're running on the 27th of November. Spaces are limited, so they're asking you to book really quickly. And to find out more about it and to book your space, if you go to Cyberfort, F-O-R-T, cyberfortgroup.com/hacked39seconds. Go and check that out, find out about it, and get along to the bunker on next Wednesday, I think, 27th of November, and see what that's all about.
Well, if you're on that cybersecurity theme, on the 27th of November, after you've been to the bunker, you could head up to Metro Bank in Maidstone between 6 p.m. and 7:30, and FSB member Peter Searle is hosting the free FSB Connect networking event. At this event, guest speaker Amy Payne, who is a cybersecurity officer for Kent Police, will be covering how to protect yourself and your business against cyber attacks, the current trends and threats, and what resources are available to you right now. To book, you just need to look on Eventbrite, and the event will be on there. Look for events in Maidstone.
Fantastic. I've heard Amy speak before. She's really interesting. If you want to know more and you want to get involved with Kent Police and their cyber protection group, then go listen to Amy. It's really fascinating stuff. I think we'll play some cheesy tunage. What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
Yeah, should we go for it?
Let's do it.
How cheesy are we going?
We're not going Christmas.
It's well
yet, right?
Cheesy. Oh, it's well it? Cheesy. Okay. Look, this is a One Direction track.
Yeah? Okay.
And I played it earlier. It's awful. Yeah.
That's my cue to leave, I think.
Yeah, it's awful. But it's the title that got me, because it's called Story of My Life. See what I did there?
There you go, very clever.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. Stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is unchained still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding in between. Drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back to Not Amanda Flanders. To me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the wonderful Mr. Ben Abbott. We're going to talk to Lisa Settle, our guest in the studio, shortly. That was One Direction, the story of my life. I got away with it. I got told off for playing cheesy tunage, but it was actually quite an apt song, really, wasn't it?
And that's the thing, like, with telling business stories, I think, is one of the most, like, impactful things. Because for me, I don't want to hear that you're successful all the time. Because there was a whole other story behind how you got successful. That's like the section that I truly care about, because it's fascinating to see how different people kind of got through those different situations.
Well, let's kind of formally introduce Lisa, although she doesn't really need formally introducing, but it's lovely to have Lisa Settle here. Lisa is director of Telcare, fantastic telecoms company based over on the Medway City estate. She's kind of here, we can talk about that if we want, but she's kind of here to talk about the Business Diaries as well, which is her fabulous event. How long have you been going now, Lisa?
Three years. I had the idea in 2016, so 2017 we started, March 2017.
So welcome, Lisa. We were just reminiscing. You've been on the Bunker and other shows over the years. Starting off when we were right in the middle of nowhere, down on the marsh. So it's lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
So tell us about. Start off by telling us what inspired you to even think of the idea for doing this.
I think what inspired me was were two things. One was we were turning 20, Telcare was turning 20, and as far as the staff were concerned, we had a little get-together, had a cake made. Sally Laker made us a wonderful telephone cake, and we kind of dealt with that. But then people in the community, the business community, were saying to us, so what are we going to do then to celebrate 20 years? And I think even Amanda had said to me, should we do a business breakfast? Because Amanda had helped us do a business breakfast.
She's always up for an event, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. can't keep her down. But she would say, well, let's do a business breakfast. And I thought, well, no, we've done that. What else can we do? So I spent quite a long period sort of racking my brain. What could we do? Something different, but something for the community. Because people were making these comments, it occurred to me that people were really, there's your customers, there's your suppliers, but somewhere in between, there's that whole business support out there, the community who you network with, you get to know. You might not be ready to buy for them. You might never buy for them, but you might champion them.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're real. They're there. Mm. And, we should do something for them. We should help each other out. So I thought about it, and I thought, well, what do I like? It's got to be something that I like. So I thought, okay, well, I do like stories and storytelling. I wonder if we could do something along that line. I thought, well, maybe business storytelling, see how it goes. Ran it past a few people. They said, yeah, that should be good. So I thought, well, we'll just do a few of them. It'll be a nice little thing, showcase some local businesses, and that'll be that. That'll be our thing for 2017. And still going.
The rest is history. You're absolutely right. I mean, I don't think we all ever appreciate just how much stories play a part in our life. I'm an inveterate storyteller.
I'm sandwiched here between two Dale Carnegie trained storytellers.
Well, some of my stories are almost true. But it's true. Ben's a Dale Carnegie trainer. In the deep and distant past, have been a Dale Carnegie trainer. And the whole thing about how to win friends and influence people is about telling your story. The whole thing about public speaking, that you don't have to learn lines and all the rest of it, is all you have to do is tell something that you already know. Whole point of it, and we do know stories. And the thing is, a lot of people say, oh, I can't speak in public, or I can't do presentations or whatever, but you go to the pub with them and you can't shut them up. And it's just that, it's that personal experience that people bring in telling a story that captures the imagination of other people. So tell us the format of the business. We know because we go, the listeners know.
Okay.
Tell us the format, what happens at a business diary.
So the format is, it's a 2.5-hour session in the evening, and we have 5 storytellers We did start off with six at the very first one, but we found that that was a bit too much.
So yeah, sorry about that. I went on a bit, didn't I?
Five storytellers. We have three to start, then we have a break, and then we have two. So we have some networking beforehand. We have a little bit of networking in the break, and then there's a small amount of networking afterwards. Usually, because we've run over a bit, there's not an awful lot of time afterwards. So yeah. I did turn into a mad woman and try and get everyone out of the door because we have to be out by 9:30. But I think there's enough. Would you say there's enough time to network?
There's enough.
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
Yeah.
So that's the format. So each time we give the storytellers a theme, and every theme is different, obviously, and we leave that to the storyteller to interpret. So this time it's Mindset Matters. So it could be Mindset Matters, but it could be Mindset Matters or Matters of Mindset, you know, sorts of things.
You can interpret it people, as you want.
People have said to me, well, is it supposed to be that? Or is it supposed to be that? Whatever you want it to be, that's fine.
It's funny, just making a link back to Dale Carnegie as well. Within Dale, one of the whole things, they have a thing called a magic formula, which is how you do a presentation, how you present to people. And the whole thing about that is when somebody gives you a topic, you have to relate it to something in your experience, which therefore means it can be very wide-ranging because people interpret something like Mindset Matters in vastly different ways.
Absolutely.
And that's
the beauty of it because, you hope that they're going to come up with different things.
Yeah, because you don't want the same story five times.
No,
and that's the beauty of it, is that no five people have exactly the same story.
No.
Even on a topic like mindset, five people have five different mindsets.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why it works.
I've been lucky enough to have been to every single Business Diaries apart from one.
Yeah.
Yep. And
you're the only person that's spoken twice.
Sorry about that.
But that's because you very, very kindly jumped in, because I had one person, only once we had someone unwell that couldn't come and do it. So Paul very kindly jumped in.
Yeah. I told a story that was almost true. I do have a tendency to exaggerate. But I've been to all of them apart from one, and the range of stories I've heard have been unbelievable. And the range of emotions those stories have elicited have been unbelievable, hasn't it?
Yeah.
There have been stories that literally made the audience cry.
Yeah, but also what I find interesting is the type of people that resonate with different things.
Yeah.
So, I've had conversations where people said, oh, you know, that story that so-and-so told, I can't get over that. I keep thinking about it. I can't, because actually that happened to me.
Yeah.
And, and yet I might have forgotten that story because I didn't actually, not because it wasn't a very good story, but perhaps I hadn't resonated.
It didn't resonate with you in the same way.
Within it, yeah.
And that's the whole point of storytelling, isn't it?
Yes.
Different stories have different emotional tags on people depending on what they're about.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the whole thing. It's the beauty of storytelling. You know, like, we don't all go for the same thing. We all get something different out of it. And having five radically different stories attaches itself to the audience in different ways.
Yes.
And that's just so fantastic. I mean, we've had stories that made you cry. Mm. We've had stories that made you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We've had stories that made you sit and think.
Absolutely.
We've had stories that left you astounded.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things, and I think you were kind of alluding to this, Lisa, is sometimes the stories that people tell surprise you because of the story and the person that's telling it.
Yes.
If you see what I mean, you go, really? I didn't really? You?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is your story? Yeah. I would never have thought that in a million years. Yeah.
And I think sometimes it actually surprises the storyteller.
Yeah.
Because I know on a few occasions, and this is a reason we don't video on the night.
Yeah.
Because a few people have actually gone on to say more and probably hadn't planned to say that.
Yeah.
You know, so they've gone on to say a bit more.
They just naturally open up.
Yeah. And I think it was Richard Bell said it was therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So after 3 hours of a therapy session, Lisa. But it's lovely, and lots of people do. I always meet with them beforehand and find out what's going on, and help them just understand what we're all about. And I often say to people, "Are you sure you want to share that? Are you sure? Yeah, no, it'll be good. It'll be good." And, and they often then feedback and email me and say, I'm really pleased I did that.
It's funny, isn't it, how sometimes people I think it's a testament to what you've done, is the reality of it. People have been to the Business Stories and they've seen the audience and they've seen how safe it is and they've seen what the response from the audience has been. And I think they therefore think, do you know what, I can actually open up about this.
Yeah,
and this might
be
something I need
to
do.
Because, yeah. You know, as you say, you've been to nearly everyone, bar one. And it's a lovely group. It's got a lovely little following. And the people there are so kind. And I think you do. It is so safe.
It is a very safe environment.
You could really mess up and no one would hold it against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lovely space, so
yeah,
definitely the audience.
And just the range of stories that I've heard followers. Have just been brilliant. I mean, you're just so many different things told in different ways and in different styles, all of it freeform, never from notes. And that is the point, isn't it? Always,
yeah, absolutely.
Been. You don't need notes because it's something that's etched on your heart.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's in your brain. You don't need to learn it. You don't need to practice it. You just get up and tell your story.
Because nobody knows if you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever know that you've messed up the story because they don't know the story.
Yeah.
Only you can tell that story.
Absolutely.
And that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we say. No notes, no presentations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the beauty
and
of it.
No pitching.
Yeah.
Because it is about the person, not about their business.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, you know, we all know the whole know me, like me, trust me saying, and that's so true. So you really need to get to know the person. And do you remember the Zulu greeting that Kirsten Gibbs brought to us?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that, Ben. She,
I don't think, I
do
can't
Do you get
remember.
Kirsten's emails? Kirsten's emails out. And
I know Kirsten quite well.
Sawubona, which is a Zulu greeting. So when someone comes from one tribe and comes to meet another, they say Sawubona, Sawubona. That's we see you.
Yeah.
We take you at face value. We accept you for who you are.
Yeah.
And that's so we started off one of the Business Diaries like that. You know, Sawubona.
Yeah.
Let's just welcome these people, listen to them with a kind heart, and get to know them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's important, because then business will follow.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, it's not a business pitch. It's not a sales pitch. It's not a look at me, I do this. It's just a story from the heart.
Mm.
And for me, the beauty behind that is you see the person behind the business. You see the real person as they are, and you don't necessarily relate to everybody, because as you said, you know, some stories have a bigger pull for you than others.
Absolutely,
normally,
yeah.
Because you've experienced something similar, or because, you know, it's just the way you are in terms of how you think about things. Can I ask you some questions here, Lisa?
Yeah.
Are you at the point now where people are clamouring to come and tell their story?
Oh, yeah, I've got a waiting list.
Yeah.
But to storytellers out there, I have a long waiting list of ladies, but not so many men.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it?
So whether they feel that that's not their thing, or does it have a female vibe to it? I don't know.
But you've had quite a few blokes do stories.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Paul Cherry's. Is it Paul Cherry? Sorry, I'm terrible with names. Cycled.
Oh,
Paul Cheese.
Paul Cherry was my old marketing lecturer.
Paul
Cheese. Paul
Cheese.
Paul Cheese. Yeah, and he
was,
you know, he writes music. He was fantastic. That was the night that
he's just finished his tour around the whole of the UK.
That was a brilliant story.
Yeah.
That was fabulous. Paul Cheese is a musician. Just to do his story for him, and he's a weird musician. He records sounds, and then turns them into music. I mean, like natural sounds.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
He's cycled around Europe just recording stuff. You know, like, I don't know, thistles blowing in the breeze, or
he's
a bird
all
in
over the place.
Yeah, and he just cycled up Alps and down Alps and across lakes and all kinds of things, and just recorded sounds he heard while he was doing it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a great story. Really good story.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I do try and get a male in at least each one.
Yeah.
But I've not got a list of men wanting to do it.
Right.
So
come on, chaps.
Absolutely.
You know, don't let the side down. If you want to come and tell your story, get in touch with Lisa.
Well, if you ever allow people to do it twice, I'd love to come back and do something a little bit different this time.
Yeah.
There's an interesting story to tell there.
Good.
So the next event is on the 5th of December.
Next event's the 5th of December. And as it's Christmas, and as we did last year, we're going to make that a charity event. So all the tickets that are purchased will be donated to the charity.
Fantastic.
We will also have a raffle, so that will all go to the charity. And I also thought, well, I wonder if we could get, because last year we did it for Street Soccer Foundation, and we only, I think we've made, you know, the tickets, because the tickets are only a tenner anyway, just covers the food. But I think we made 200 and something on the tickets, and then it, with the raffle, it bumped up to about 360 quid, which, in fairness, I mean, Mabs was happy with that because it was a few hours and he got some new tracksuits with it and, you know, all good. But I just thought, you know, I wonder if we could get someone to just match fund the raffle, for example. Yeah. It's only going to be sort of 100 and something pounds.
Yeah.
And contacted a few bigger organisations thinking that they might like to do that. And nothing, nothing back at all. Miserable sorts. So I thought, oh, hold on, I need to repackage. You know, how many times do you have to repackage something to, to make it work? And so I thought about it and thought, oh, this is going to be perfect for just a small business because we get lots of airtime on shows like yours and Amanda's show and with Twitter and Facebook and word of mouth and LinkedIn. That would be nice for a small business.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just thought, well, okay, we'll try that. And I put that out and I said, you know, just say like £100. And off I toddled back into my Pilates class. And when I came out, my phone had gone mad. And I had a very lovely lady, Laura Gillespie from Pie Accounts, say, can you tell me what the charity's for? So I suggest it's Rewrite Your Story. It's a charity supporting young adults with mental health issues that lead to eating disorders.
Right, okay.
And she said, yeah, that's, yeah, I like that. That's me. Count me in. I'll give you £100. And next message was from Richard Bell. Yeah, seen that tweet with Laura. I'll match that £100. So that was Richard, £100. Then I had another message from Karen Davis from Pink Lemon Branding, who has designed our website beautifully, I must say. Thank you, Karen. And she said, I'll do that. You know, I'm interested in that. I'll do that, £100. And then the next morning, I had Sue Hainsby bringing up the rear. Did I see something about sponsorship? I said, yes, you did. She said, well, can you count me in? I love the business diaries. So immediately there was £400.
Fantastic.
You know, just like that. So, you know, that's brilliant. Great. Yeah. So Rewrite Your Story is a really good charity. It's a small charity based in Maidstone. And they're doing fantastic things down there, headed up by Alan Hayes. I think you know.
Alan, yeah.
So he's going to come along and they've actually going to bring along one of the girls that have been helped by the charity.
Oh, fabulous.
Ruby, and she's going to tell a story.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is going to be really good.
Yeah.
So if you can, have a look at, on the web. It's rewriteyourstory.org.uk and there is a video. If you scroll down a wee bit, there's a video and it just tells you it's got the girls talking on there, and Ruby's on that, telling you what it's all about, and it's really powerful.
Fantastic! So, oh, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, and all power to you for doing that, Lisa. Who are the other speakers on the 5th?
So the other storytellers are we've got two Beverleys. We've got Beverly Webb, who will be speaking. Well, I'll let her tell you on the night.
Yeah.
Beverly Webb. We've got Beverly Bunn, who is a great business diary supporter. She's been quite a few times in the audience, so she's ready and raring to go with a good story. Cool. And I've heard that. It's excellent. We've also got, Paul from Diamond Circle Weddings, who's
Paul Manville,
and tell us a story. And we've also got Zoe Cairns, I'm very pleased to announce
Zoe.
Today.
Oh, I haven't fantastic.
Put that on Twitter yet or on Facebook yet because today was the day, so I thought I might as well announce it here today.
Yeah, fabulous.
So Zoe's coming along as well. So I'm not sure about her story yet. She's not told me. She's not filled me in, but we will be in touch, but I'm sure it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously the young girl from the charity makes the 5th.
So Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby.
Fantastic. That's the 5th of December. Be there.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you now,
be there.
Get your tickets now while you can, and we will see you there because it's a fabulous event.
On Eventbrite.
It's on Eventbrite,
There are 5 tickets left.
Really? Get in quick.
And Isla O'Hara will be co hosting with me that night.
Fantastic. I'm going to talk about that in a moment.
All good.
Yeah, we'll start a bidding war. If there's five people there, or if you're the sixth person, you can gazump someone, yeah, by offering 100 quid for a ticket or something. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Isla because you've kind of expanded the business stories. The ones that I always go to are at the Innovation Centre in Medway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Isla has started Business Stories Tunbridge Wells,
yes,
which normally takes place at
the Hotel Devan.
Hotel Devan, opposite the cop shop in,
yes,
Tunbridge Wells.
Yep. So, in the Havana room, it's gorgeous.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me want to start smoking cigars again. So tell us a little bit about the thinking behind that and where that's going.
So basically, Isla and I have got together and we thought that it would be nice because every time we bump into people, people want to recap on the stories and talk about the stories and they remember the stories, which is lovely. So we thought we would do a podcast and run a series of 12 podcasts for next year,
right,
for 2020, bringing back some of the storytellers and going over the stories and discussing them in a little bit more depth.
Right.
And that's what we'll be doing starting in January, I hope.
Fabulous,
nice.
Yeah. And do you know when the next Tunbridge Wells diaries
Tunbridge
are?
Tunbridge Wells will be in March, I believe.
Right, okay.
And I'm not sure that she's set the date yet, but
okay,
we can find that out. And
okay, and obviously you'll let us know.
Yeah,
and we always tell
There's
people on the show.
Business Diaries Tunbridge Wells Twitter page as well as the normal Business Diaries.
Yeah,
so.
Is it the Biz Diaries TW?
Yeah, at Biz Diaries TW, yeah.
Yeah. So do follow them as well. Have you got any plans? Are you taking this global?
I'd love to. It's not a money-making
situation. No, obviously. And I know you don't do it for that.
It's really, yeah, to help local businesses.
Yeah.
I totally love it. Of course I get something out of it. I totally love it. I love meeting all the people. Mm. I love the stories. I think about them all the time. Mm. It's really just to keep the community going. And all the time the community want it, we'll carry on.
Yeah.
And when we can't get bums on seats and it's not working, then it
do
might,
something else.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Lisa, thank you so much
for
that.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Keep on keeping on with what you're doing. We love what you're doing. We love the business stories. It's a fabulous idea. Please, if you've never been, go along to one. Either come to Medway or come to one in Tunbridge Wells. It's a fabulous idea. It's wonderful and you won't regret coming and hearing the stories because they're brilliant. Lisa, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show.
Get well, Lucy, as well, please.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some tweets still coming in and we've got some emails. Ben, have you got any emails you need to read?
Yep, we've got two emails here. We've got the Rye Networking Over Coffee, which is on the 17th of December on between 9:30 and 12. So that looks like a nice morning networking over coffee at the King's Head Inn in Rye. And the details can be found on www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marsh hyphen network, and you can find all of the information on there and details on how to book on as well. And we also have one more email, which is will you be joining us in December for our Women in Business Christmas luncheon at the beautiful Eastwell Manor? I can't believe that people are advertising Christmas luncheons already in early December.
Ben,
it's going too fast. And that is on Tuesday, December 3rd, 11:15 until 2:30. So you can go and have a lovely lunch at the Women in Business event. And that can be found on kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk. And all of the information is there.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Chips and Dinks. And they said they've had a relaxing week full of cake and bubbly, but they're back to earth with a bump next week. Now, I happen to know why. That's because the lovely Bev has had her birthday this week.
It's a big one.
Yeah, so congratulations, Bev.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Many happy returns. I hope you've had a fantastic time celebrating your 30th birthday or something. Tony has taken really good care of you. And that's from the lovely folks at Chips and Dinks. And just because I want to, Chips and Dinks do restoration of little scratches and dents and dinks on cars.
They've mended a bowl for me, a chip in a bowl.
They're brilliant. They're brilliant. I'll tell you what Tony did for me. He sprayed my dining room table.
Oh.
Yeah. He sprayed it to match my new chairs.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Brilliant
job he did. Fabulous job. And of course, we have him on speed dial for Amanda and her and her parking. I'm going to get in trouble now, aren't I?
Yeah, that's going to be a fun conversation to go home to.
Yeah. Cool. So thank you for that. Very quickly, I wanted to tell you about Kenwood Trust. You read your one first, Lisa. Something you want to tell us.
Yeah, so Bowden PR had sent me something and I just wondered if we could quickly read it out. It's to do with the Kent Community Foundation. They have a funding morning also on the 5th of December, 9:30 to 1 o'clock, and that's going to be at Charlton Village Hall. That's basically finding out all about funding, what they can offer, what your funding needs are, anything that requires funding, go along, have a chat with them. There's tea and coffee. It's, I think that you need to book on, so email maria@kentcf.org.uk. That's maria@kentcf.org.uk.
Fantastic. I want to tell you about Kenwood Trust. It's a charity that helps save the lives of those affected by drug and alcohol addictions. And the funding for specialist drugs and alcohol has been continuously decreasing over the past 4 years. So whilst we do receive some statutory funding, this is insufficient to cover the breadth of complex and long-term support that the Trust undertakes with so many individuals. Therefore, to try to cover some of this deficit, they've opened the Sage and Thyme Cafe at their site in Yalding, and they opened that in early 2016. Penny Williams, who's the chief executive of the Trust, said that Sage and Thyme Cafe grew and we extended our offer in with alpacas. You can't eat them. You feed them. They're outside. Yeah. A function room and a charity shop. We realised this extended further than just a cafe, and so Kenwood Place was born. All funds raised in Kenwood Place go directly towards helping the Kenwood Trust provide the very best care possible to those using the services and ultimately help them to continue saving lives. But we host 4 main events a year: a walk on the wild side in April, the classic car event in September, the fireworks spectacular, and coming soon, the Christmas fair to raise awareness of the brand. We're also open 7 days a week to visitors. If you want to find out more, if you go to their website, Kenwood, that's WARD, kenwoodtrust.org.uk.
They do a great job.
Yeah, they do. I'm lucky enough to be a trustee, and I'm also the chair of Kenwood Enterprises.
I haven't been down there yet.
Sorry?
I've never been.
You ought to go. It's a lovely place. You can just go for a walk there. There's acres and acres of grounds and woodlands. You can walk around. You can take young kids there. You can feed the alpacas. You can mess about there. I'll have to give that a visit.
We had a very good networking event there once, didn't we?
Yeah, we did indeed.
It was really a lovely day.
Have I been there? I might have been there to an event. I might have been to that networking event, actually, but not to the actual grounds. And
it's a gorgeous Georgian house.
It's lovely, very nice, and they do a very good job. They help my cousin.
Yeah, it's I've just taken over as chair of Kenwood Enterprises, which is the money raising commercial arm as well. So we're looking at doing lots of new things as the new year
Amanda
unfolds.
Might do something down there.
Sorry,
hopefully Amanda might do something down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lovely building to do events. The problem we have, it's not a problem particularly, it's just an issue with who we can rent it out to, because of course we're a drunken drug addiction charity.
Yes.
So it's a dry site. We can't have wine or alcohol on site.
Well, that's right for luncheon, isn't it?
It's okay for luncheons. Yeah. It limits us, because it would be a gorgeous place for weddings and stuff like that. It'd be absolutely fabulous. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Have you got anything else you quickly need to read, Ben?
No, that's everything from me.
I think I've got everything done. We probably still got some tweets coming in, but let me just make sure I haven't missed anything that urgently needs to be done. What I do need to tell you, and I could get into big trouble with this because I might get this badly wrong, but the Venues and Events Expo is going to be running again next year in 2020. And I do believe Amanda has a provisional date for it. And if I'm remembering rightly, I think it's May the 14th. But
Day after my birthday.
Is it? Mm. I think it's then. She's going to be announcing details of that soon, but she's already getting people clamouring to book. So if you're going to want to come along to that, which I think you are, you probably need to get hold of Amanda fairly soon. Anyway, I think that we've reached the end of the show for another week. Do tune in to the Business Bunker show next Tuesday. I've got a full lineup of guests there. On the Business Bunker Extra show next week, Amanda is joined by co-host Richard Bell. So do have a fantastic weekend and a lovely week, and we will see you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.